The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. April is Autism Awareness Month. Everybody's always asking me, what causes autism? It's one of the most common questions I get as a functional neurologist, because there's a lot of uncertainty and people don't understand, and there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of misinformation. Now, I've seen tens of thousands of autistic children and help them get their lives back, help them have eye contact with their mothers, help them say, I love you for the first time, help them stop banging their head into the wall. Help them conform into a school where they don't need special needs and they don't need occupational therapy and physical therapy and speech therapy and always seeing doctors and tests and trying to figure stuff out. I get it. It is very stressful. So people want to know where this is coming from and what can we do about it. In my experience, one of the most common reasons autism is increasing at such high rates has to do with an increase of chemical exposure. And the chemicals are everywhere. And they start before birth. The average American baby has between 200 and 300 chemical exposures before they even leave the womb. And what that means is that the mother is getting the chemicals and is giving it to the baby. So when we're talking about chemicals aggravating the brain, we got to start early. And not when they're babies, earlier than that. Not even when they're pregnant, earlier than that. We have to start preaching. Preconception, I made sure I had no chemicals in my body. And I did that for a month before we started trying to get pregnant. And I teach this to my patients. So I'll teach the men, a month before you start trying to have a baby, don't drink any alcohol, don't have coffee, soda, don't take Tylenol, aspirin, ibuprofen, don't do any drugs, don't smoke, don't vape, go to bed early. Buy organic food, exercise, drink tons of water. The man's job comes preconception. You want to donate the healthiest sperm possible. You don't want to donate sperm that's full of chemicals. Now, the same thing is true for the female. A month before you start trying to get pregnant, get rid of all those chemicals. You don't want to start off the baby already exposed to chemicals before conception has even occurred. You don't want an unhealthy egg or an unhealthy sperm. So at least a month before you try and get pregnant, it's very important to reduce all chemicals. Now, if you do get pregnant, we got to continue to avoid all these chemicals. Avoid the preservatives in the foods, the food dyes, the artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, the caffeine, the sugar, the medication. These are all chemicals. Now, there's also chemicals that we're exposed to through cookware, right? So get stainless steel cookware. Through plastics, store everything in stainless steel or glass. We're going to get it in cleaning stuff, whether it's laundry detergent, fabric softeners, stuff to clean your dishes, stuff to mop the floor with, clean the table, the wood, stuff to clean your outside, your deck. There's stuff to clean your car, all these horrible smells, Febreze, Glade, incense, candles. There's chemicals everywhere. It's chemicals in our food. The fish have mercury. The water has lead. The brown rice and apple juice has arsenic. There's aluminum in medication. There's aluminum in vaccines. There's aluminum in deodorant. There's aluminum in the sky. There's aluminum in the pans. There's aluminum in the foil. It's everywhere. There's lead in the paint. There's mercury in your teeth. There's fluoride in your toothpaste. Preconception and when you're pregnant, avoid all these chemicals. Okay? And as a husband or as the father of the baby, your job to create the healthiest baby is not only to make sure that you guys avoid the chemicals, but also reduce emotional stress in the mother. There's no more important time for brain development. Make sure you take your responsibilities. Make sure her responsibilities don't stress her out. Whatever she needs. She needs a glass of water at 2 in the morning. Get up and do it. She wants you to drive someplace because she's tired. Drive her that place. She wants you to do the shopping this week. You do the shopping. You do what you got to do to reduce her stress. If you want a healthy baby, you need the healthy mommy first. The biggest predictor of the health of the baby is the health of the mother when she's pregnant. So the unhealthier you are, the higher risk of neurologic conditions in your child, such as autism, such as ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, Tourette's, Asperger's. These are all childhood developmental delays that are going to be aggravated by chemicals in the environment and stress of the mother. Those are the two most important things for brain development. Right? So we got to avoid all the chemicals preconception. We have to avoid all the chemicals during pregnancy. And then the third step is to avoid all the chemicals after the baby's born and now is in the real world. Right? So the chemicals are controlled by the mother during pregnancy, but now after birth, everyone's got to participate. The mom, the dad, the baby, the teachers, the babysitter, the grandparents, everybody's got to participate. Okay, so up to everybody to work together to reduce the chemical exposure of our children. There's so many chemicals all over the place, all starting from the food. You got to avoid those pesticides and those herbicides. You got to avoid Roundup, glyphosate. That is toxic. It causes cancer. You need to avoid all the food dyes. And I don't care what it is. Red dye number 6, yellow number 2, blue number 8. Don't eat anything with a color dye in it. You don't need it. Don't eat anything with all these sugars, high fructose corn syrup, and all these artificial sweeteners, and Sweet 'n Low, and aspartame, and Diet Coke, and you know, Splendid and all these artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, artificial colorings. All bad. You know, you get Snapple, says made from the best stuff on earth, and it's all artificial. I mean, even our unhealthy food is worse in America than other countries. You know, Pop-Tarts in America is worse than Pop-Tarts in London. Okay? Doritos in Chicago is worse than Doritos in Paris. McDonald's in LA is worse than McDonald's in China. Anything in America has the worst ingredients. You know, Coca-Cola in Miami is worse than Coca-Cola in Puerto Rico or the Dominican. You just go a few miles away in the Caribbean and it's different. You go to Mexico and it's different. You go to South America, Europe, Asia. Even the unhealthy food is much healthier. I have celiac patients, which means they can't eat gluten, that get really sick in America, but can eat the gluten in Italy and be fine. They can eat the gluten in Spain and be fine. Because it's not the gluten. It's the chemicals that are in the food. It's the GMOs. It's the crossbreeding of the seeds. It's the soils that they use. It's the pesticides and the herbicides. That's what makes our gluten and our wheat products bad. That's what poisons our cereals. That's what makes our pasta horrible. So it's not just what you eat, it's where it comes from. So avoid the chemicals so your brain can develop properly and doesn't get all this inflammation so that you can function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We're talking about autism and developmental delays. April is Autism Awareness Month. And we want you to be aware of where autism comes from and what you could do if, God forbid, you have any family member or friends or loved ones that have been diagnosed with this. The good news is the brain can change. The brain is plastic. You can rewire it and you can improve the function of your brain. Right? If you have a kid and their muscle is strained, you're going to tell them to exercise that muscle. Now, if you have the same kid and their brain is weak, what we have to do as a solution is exercise the brain. However, in dealing with autism, most schools and doctors and parents go the physical therapy route, the speech therapy route, the occupational therapy route. But is that taking care of the root cause of autism, which is a brain-based condition? It's not. Now, that's the third phase. There's three phases to help reverse autism and to help catch up the brain to development. The good news is it can be done. You just have to do the work. There's no magic pill that's going to cure autism. So they have all these charities, find the cure for autism. Let's find the cure. Let's do this charity. Let's do all this research. They're never going to find a cure for autism. They're never going to find a cure for cancer. They're never going to find a cure for diabetes. They're never going to find a cure for heart disease. And they're never going to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it doesn't work like that. You cannot cure these conditions. What you have to do is change your body from the inside out so that the body can heal itself and the body will reverse the condition. The brain will heal the condition, not some pill, some doctor, some process, some stem cell, some radiation, some brain implant. Everyone's looking for the outside. Start looking from the inside, especially with developmental delays, which are brain-based condition. And almost always, it's the frontal cortex that is the weak area. So just like if a muscle's weak, you're going to exercise it. If you have ADD, ADHD, autism, dyslexia, Tourette's, Asperger's, what you have to do are brain exercises. But there's three parts. The first part is called primitive reflex remediation exercises. That's primitive reflex remediation exercises. Children with autism or ADD or Asperger's, dyslexia, they have retained primitive reflexes. What a retained primitive reflex is a reflex that's not supposed to be there. You guys probably know when you go to the doctor and they hit your knee and your leg kicks out, that's a reflex. That's normal. We want that reflex. However, with autistic patients, they have reflexes that aren't supposed to be there. They're called primitive reflexes. And if you have these reflexes after 1 year of age, then it's abnormal. If you have the reflex and you're younger than 1 year of age, that's perfectly normal. You're going to have these primitive reflexes. But if they continue to occur after 1 year of age, that's how you're going to know that your brain is susceptible to autism, ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, Asperger's, Tourette's, if you don't have these primitive reflexes remediated by 1 year of age. That, then you know the brain's underdeveloped. So for you to develop the brain, you've got to start with primitive reflexes remediation exercise. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. Just wait for the end. I'm going to give you guys a solution on how to figure out if you actually have these retained reflexes. This is April Autism Awareness Month. So we're going to get you guys aware of autism, where it comes from, what you could do to help your loved ones so that they can improve their quality of life. Right? So it starts from chemicals, right? Now, the first phase is the primitive reflexes. There are certain exercises we could do in the office and we teach you how to do it at home so that you can eliminate these primitive reflexes. So now the brain can finally catch up to development. That's phase one, primitive reflex remediation exercise. Phase two, to helping people with autism improve their quality of life, is motor and sensory input. Motor is movement. It might be some eye exercises, might be some coordination exercises, some balance exercises, gait exercises, throwing a ball, different types of motor activities. Now, here's the deal. We might focus them only on one side. Most autism has a decrease in the right frontal cortex. Sometimes it's the left, but a lot of times it's the right. After we do an evaluation, we could diagnose, is it the right side or is it the left side? Then we can be more specific. But if you do the wrong side, you can make your child worse. So we got to do an evaluation first and wait for the end of the show. I'm going to tell you about the evaluation that we're offering. We're going to give a really good gift to you guys that you can take advantage of at the end of the show. All right. So as far as the motor movement, we got to get the body moving. The worst thing for autism is just sitting, working on their computer, being on the cell phone, iPad, scrolling through. There's no movement. The brain will not develop without movement. You use it or you lose it. Make sure you move your body if you want a good, healthy brain. If you have autism, you have to exercise. If you have ADD, ADHD, you got to move your body. If you have dyslexia, you got to move. Tourette's, Asperger's, you got to move it. You want your brain to get better, you got to exercise. So that's the motor. That's part two. Part one is remediation of the primitive reflexes. After we do part one, now we can focus on motor type of exercises. And if it's the right brain, we're going to do more motor exercises on the left side of the body. So I might only have to do a certain brain exercise using their left hand or their left foot to balance out the brain. Because autism is what we call a functional disconnect syndrome, where the left and the right brain are not connecting properly. And if the right brain is weak, we want to focus more exercises on the left side. So it's not just going for a walk every day, but we got to do a proper neurologic evaluation so we can see where the weakness, because each child and adult has different brains. So we have to really figure out where the weakness is and then focus our energy on the weakness there, right? So that's the second phase is motor. And the second part of part two is sensory. And what's sensory? It's lights, smells, sounds, taste, touch. Many children with autism and developmental delays are very sensitive to lights and sounds and touch. So we have to build up that system first. That's how we have to do it in that specific order. Number one, primitive reflexes. Number two is motor and sensory. And number three is the behavioral, the impulse control, the cognitive, the speech, the eye contact. That is the third part. But most people are doing the third part last, and it won't work. So the first part is the remediation exercise. The second part is motor exercises and sensory exercises. And if it's the right brain, we might only do sound in the left side, or we might only do touch on the left side to balance it out. Because we need the left and right brain equal. When you have autism, you have a functional disconnect syndrome where there's an imbalance of the left and right brain, and you need to do neurologic and brain exercises to balance out the brain so you function better, feel better, and live a better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. When we come back from the break, we're going to go over solutions And we're also going to go over ways to test so we know at what level the brain is functioning. And we're also going to give a gift at the very end of the hour. So stick around to take advantage of this great offer. We'll see you back after the break.
Whether you're an owner of one machine or have a fleet of hundreds, Esko Truck and Equipment can help with all your equipment needs, whether it be purchase, lease, or rent the right machine to improve your business. Esko provides a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac, and Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel. Esko parts stocks an extensive inventory and can retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esko certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esko is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance inspections, service, and repair. Serving New York and New Jersey. Take it from me, Joe P. Call Joe E. Joe Eugenio, 718-504-2600, or go online to EscoEquipment.com, E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. Esko Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company. Fastech Industries helps you with all your construction and demolition weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt, throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Rear-load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards, compactors from 25 to 40 yards. Number one supplier of recycled product. Number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgian block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Take it from Joe P. Call and ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600, 718-494-1600. Mention this ad for $25 off your next roll-off container rental. Go online to FazTechIndustries.com, F-A-Z-T-E-C-I-N-D.com. FazTech Industries is now serving Westchester County. FazTech Industries is a DeFazio company. Over the last 30 years, Newman Ferrara, a New York City law firm, has evolved into a national practice focused on real estate, commercial, litigation, civil rights, class actions, and other complex litigation, representing many of the city's largest property owners, managing agents, and thousands of tenants. Newman Ferrara handles some of the nation's most significant class actions and civil rights matters. Newman Ferrara at 1250 Broadway in New York City. Go online to NewmanFerrara.com. That's NewmanFerrara.com. Listen to the firm's name partner, Lucas Ferrara, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Dottie Herman's longest-running real estate radio program, Eye on Real Estate on AM 970. A real estate lawyer for 35 years, Lucas is a professor at New York Law School and is also a published author with books on real estate and New York's landlord-tenant law. Tune in Saturdays at 10 a.m. to hear Lucas's unique perspective and advice on Eye on Real Estate.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
We're talking about autism and ways to help the brain function better so that the person who's diagnosed with autism can improve their quality of life. Now, one of the most important things with helping with autism is the diet. You don't want to give inflammatory foods. The big six inflammatory foods to avoid are dairy, gluten, corn, soy, caffeine, and sugar. And those are the real foods. That's not even what we were talking about before with avoiding all the synthetic foods, all the artificial flavors, the food dyes. If you're worried about your brain development, you got to stay away from the food dyes, the preservatives, the artificial flavors and chemicals and sugar replacements and sweeteners. And if you eat even more holistic and natural food, we still got to avoid all the dairy, all the gluten, all the corn, the soy, the caffeine, the stimulants, the sugar, sugar replacements. I've seen kids totally reverse their abnormal brain function in less than a month by changing their diet, by avoiding all these horrible oils, sunflower oil, corn oil, vegetable oil, canola oil. They're all toxic. They all cause inflammation. Right? So avoid those foods. If you have to use oil, you use coconut oil or olive oil, but you got to avoid almost all the oils. You got to avoid all the dairy products, the cheese, yogurt, butter, creamy sauces, milk, any dairy products. They cause brain inflammation. You have to avoid gluten. It's in bread and pasta and crackers and cereal and toast and muffins, and bagels and croissants, cake and cookies, noodles, grains. They're everywhere. You have to stay away from gluten. It's also in alcohol. A lot of brain inflammation. So you're going to avoid dairy. You're going to avoid gluten. You're going to avoid corn. Corn's everywhere also. There's corn oil. There's corn chips, tortilla chips. There's popcorn. There's tortilla wraps. And I'm not even talking about corn on the cob or, you know, the kernels of corn. It's in all these fake products. It's in a lot of the stuff's in the bags and the boxes and the cans. Stay away from all the processed foods. Stay on the outside of the supermarket. Not all the internal aisles where everything's packaged. That's where you're going to find a lot of the gluten, the corn, the dairy, the soy. Yeah, soy's everywhere too. There's soybean oil. There's soy sauce. Go to a restaurant, there's soy everywhere. There's edamame. There's, there's tofu, and all these vegetarian places are full of soy and tofu and bean curd. And, you know, they all have all these other names. So you got to be careful. You know, those fake veggie burgers, and, you know, they're usually full of soy. What is it? The Impossible Burger or the Boca Burger or Morningstar. There's a lot of these fake vegetarians. So, and you could be a vegetarian and be healthy, but just don't eat all this fake meat. You can be vegetarian, you can be healthy. Don't eat the fake meat. You can be a carnivore and be healthy. Don't eat all the non-organic, and they're fed genetically modified corn, and they're full of steroids and antibiotics and all these hormones. And so there's lots of healthy ways to do anything. I teach people how to be healthy no matter what you're doing. If you're a vegetarian, I can teach you how to be a healthy vegetarian. You're a carnivore, I can teach you how to be a healthy carnivore. You do keto, I can tell you how to do a healthy keto. You do paleo, I can teach you how to do a healthy paleo. You want to do Atkins? I'll teach you how to do a healthy Atkins. All these fads, not big fans of any of them. But what I am fan of is just being healthy and living off the earth like they've done for thousands of years. Okay, if you want your brain to get stronger, you got to do the work. You can't be lazy and just eat fast food, fried food, microwave, candy, boxes. Can't do it. You got to eat the way they did hundreds of years ago. Live off the land. Okay, that's how you're going to be healthy. If you want to help with autism, you got to stop eating all these processed foods. You don't want all the cured meats. It's too many chemicals. It's the first thing we spoke about is avoiding chemicals. Avoiding medication. Avoiding heavy metals. Avoiding pollution. There's chemicals everywhere. Avoid the plastics. It's plastic everywhere. When you come home from the supermarket, put all the stuff out of your plastic bags into glass. And to get off the chemicals, what you do is you take a big bowl, fill it with water, put a bunch of baking soda in it, soak your fruits and vegetables, everything for an hour. Then you rinse it off and then store it in glass. That way it will last forever and you get rid of all the chemicals. It won't last forever, but it'll last much longer, right? So some people complain, oh, when I buy organic, it gets bad so quickly. Not if you do this. If you do the baking soda thing, if you store it in glass, do the right thing. And try not to eat leftovers, right? If you eat rice and then the next day you feed your family leftover rice, you're giving them yeast, mold, fungus. Mold will literally grow on old rice more than 24 hours. It will grow on cut up garlic. It will grow on cut up onions. So try not to keep reusing the leftovers. Use the onion all on the first day. Only cook enough rice for one day. Only use enough garlic for one day. Because you don't want mold growing on your food. Because if you eat it, it's going to be microscopic. You won't even see it. But then you get mold. Then you get yeast infections. And you get fungus infections. And you get inflammation, brain irritation, brain fog, memory problems. And it could lead to developmental delays like autism, ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, Asperger's, Tourette's. We don't want any of that stuff. We don't want these developmental delays. So you got to take care of your brain. Everyone teaches you your whole life. Brush your teeth, exercise, eat your fruits and veggies. But nobody tells you how to exercise your brain every day. Well, that's where I come in. I'm the brain expert. I've seen over 100,000 patients. I know how the brain works. And I know that it could rewire through a process called neuroplasticity. Don't accept that your brain will not get better. That is not true. Your brain can improve. If you have autism, your brain can improve. If you're 70 years old, your memory can improve as you get older. You just got to do the work. Your vision can improve as you get older. You just have to do the work. You can actually get taller as you get older. You just have to do the work. Don't believe doctors. Don't believe the news. Don't believe social media or TikTok that says your brain gets worse as you get older. Your joints get more achy as you get older. Your vision gets worse as you get older. Those are all lies. Don't believe it. Be the 1%. Don't be the 99%. You want to be the 99%? Fine. You're going to get Alzheimer's. You're going to get heart disease. You're going to get cancer, obesity, diabetes. You're going to get sick. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be in a wheelchair, in a diaper, in a nursing home. That's what everyone else does. You want to be different? You want to be the 1% who's 100 years old and no diaper, and no cane, and no walker, and no memory problems, and no posture problems, and no joint pains, and no glasses, then you got to be the 1%. Only that's only 1%. But they do the work. And I'm here to teach you how to do the work by rewiring your brain through neuroplasticity. If you do the work, you will get the results. And I have a 9-year-old who loves basketball, but he gets upset that he keeps missing. He said, the only way you're going to get better is you do the work. You got to practice. You got to study. You got to be out on the court when everyone else isn't working. If you do the work, then eventually you'll get better. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But if you do it week after week after week after month after month after year, everybody's brain is going to be getting worse, but yours will be getting better so that you function better, feel better, and live better life. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We're talking about how to help with autism. Autism keeps growing and growing and growing. And a lot of people ask me, why do I think the numbers are getting so high? And it's very simple. More chemicals, more stress, more radiation. Those are the big three. Chemicals, stress, and radiation. Where do we get the chemicals from? They're from our foods, cookware, from our plastics. They're in the water. They're in the air. They're on our clothes. They're on our makeup and our cleaning supplies. They're everywhere. You can't avoid all chemicals, but avoid what you can. Now, the stress. We live in a stressful world, right? Everyone's stressed out. They're stressed out about Ukraine and Israel, and they're stressed about inflation and political corruption and racism and police brutality and earthquakes and eclipses and solar flares and floods and tsunamis and fires and murders and kids on drugs and fentanyl, and everybody's in stress mode. You gotta turn off the news. Stop reading about this stuff. Stop watching videos about it. Listen to stuff that's going to help you. Now, if you're going to send some food to people who are starving, okay, that's helping. If you're going to send clothes for people who are poor, okay, that's helping. If you're going to get clean water to people who don't have water, okay, now you're helping. You're not helping by just watching all the deaths and the destruction. That doesn't do you good, and it doesn't do them good. I had a friend, he's a chef. When the war in Ukraine started, he literally went to Poland, and he cooked lots of food so that they could be delivered to the people in Poland. He did something about it. I have another friend, he goes and delivers water and goes to these villages where they don't have any clean water and brings these contraptions to clean the water. He's doing something active, and I promote that. I want you to be very charitable. I want you to volunteer and help. But finding out about how many people died and how many, you know, all these stories of all these people that are raped and killed doesn't help you. If you want to help, go and do something about it. But just reading about it, watching videos, that's just going to put you more in stress mode. So unplug, turn off the news, unplug the computer, turn off your cell phone, turn off the iPad, and join us in the real world. Go outside, walk the dog, you know, go hang out with a friend, go shoot some basketball hoops, read a book, listen to some music, sit outside on the deck and watch the sunset, have a conversation with a loved one, join a group, a book club, take up a hobby, do some stamp collecting, or get some dance lessons, or learn a new musical instrument, or learn how to speak Mandarin. Do something other than the electronics. All right? There's too much stress. Be more social. The more isolation you are, the more stressed you are. You want to reduce stress? Exercise. Find something that you like to do. If it's something you don't like, you're not going to be consistent with it. Okay, you got to find something that you like, whether it's dancing or tennis, pickleball, going to the gym, bike riding, hiking, power walking. Do something that you like. I don't care what it is, but you need to exercise. That's going to reduce stress. Do some breathing exercises. The best breathing exercise to reduce stress is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. Another way to reduce stress is cold water. Splash your face with cold water first thing in the morning, last thing at night. End your shower with cold water. Dip your head in a bucket of cold water that's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. If you're getting really anxious and your heart's beating super fast, you could actually dip your head in cold water and that will reduce your heart rate immediately. That's just a neuro hack. There's lots of ways to rewire your brain through neuroplasticity so that you're not in stress mode. Now, you also have to avoid all the radiation. Turn off Wi-Fi. Don't sleep next to your phone. Don't have anything plugged in while you sleep at night. Your bedroom should have no electronics in it. If you need your phone for an alarm clock, put it on the other end of the room so that when the alarm clock goes off, you have to get out of bed anyway. The worst thing is to start a day with a snooze. That's a failure. That's going to make your brain stressed. But you don't want any electricity. You don't want any radiation. You don't want a computer in your room. You don't want a TV in your room. You don't want your cell phone in your room. If you need your cell phone, put it on airplane mode. Turn off the Wi-Fi. Turn off the data. Turn everything off. Put on your alarm clock and keep it at the end of the room. You don't want to like wake up in the middle of the night and then turn on the phone and check the time. That's not good either. And you don't want to have any electronics or radiation on the other side of your bedroom. So let's say if your bedroom is connected on the other side and, you know, the refrigerator's on the other side and the microwave oven's on the other side and the dishwasher, these big electronics are plugged in right on the other side of the wall, that's not good either, right? You don't want to be next to, you know, an electricity tower or a 5G tower. You know, these are a lot of electrical radiation. You don't want to spend time in Starbucks where everyone's on Wi-Fi. You don't want to spend time in big cities where the radiation is very big. You know, the further you are away from the city, the less radiation you're going to get. So you might even want to consider moving out of the city. If you have a child with autism and you're in the city, there's more pollution, more chemicals, more stress, and more radiation than you can possibly imagine. And those are the big three: chemicals, stress, electromagnetic frequencies, radiation. Don't microwave your food. If you need to talk on the phone, use a wire or go on speakerphone and try and keep your electronic device at least 6 feet away from you, but minimum 6 inches. Now, how do you know if your brain is functioning well? And how do you know which areas of the brain aren't functioning well? And we're going to give a gift. And what we're going to do is offer you 3 neurologic evaluations. And I'm going to explain each one and tell you what the gift is. Okay, the first brain evaluation is called a QEEG brain mapping. And you wear a cap and it has all these different brain waves, alpha, beta, theta, delta. And it tells us which areas of the brain are functioning well and which areas are not. It's going to tell us you have sleeping difficulties, you have anger, aggression, sleep deprivation, insomnia, do you have worry? You have high stress, cortisol levels. Is your adrenaline going too much? Do you have not enough acetylcholine or dopamine? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have an adrenal problem? Do you have intestinal inflammation? Do you have troubles with motivation, organization, planning, language, depression, anxiety, headaches, dizziness? Do you have low energy? Do you have visual problems? Do you have problems with organization, executive function, losing things? Do you have memory problems? The brain waves will be measured and can literally tell us where the abnormal areas are. That's called a QEEG brain mapping. That test is normally $500, but we're going to do a special. And if you stick around for a minute, I'm going to give you the phone number and contact information. Instead of paying the $500, you only have to pay $21. The second test is the VNG, Remember when we talk about autism and dyslexia and ADD and ADHD and Tourette's and Asperger's? I said we have to figure out which side is deficient because it's a functional disconnect syndrome. Is it the right side that's weak or is it the left side that's weak? The VNG is the best test for that. That's where you wear these little goggles. You follow this red dot and it goes fast and slow and up and down and open and close. And that way we're able to see, is the right brain underactive or is it the left brain that's underactive? So it could really tell us the imbalance or the functional disconnect between the right and the left side. So therefore, we could give you the appropriate therapeutic recommendations to even out the weaker side. That's called a VNG. That test is normally $500, but we're also giving a gift where you can get that one for $21 as well. The third test is a one-on-one with me. That's where I go over the QEEG. I go over the VNG. I go over the blood work. I'll do the primitive reflexes to see if you have any of those remediation exercises that are necessary. We'll go over the motor and sensory and the vision and the balance and the coordination, the reflexes, the muscle strength, the posture, the heart, the gut, the lungs. It's all important. The circulation, the muscles, the nerves, the tendons, the ligaments. It's a full evaluation. Normally $500, but for the first seven people to call, text, or email, you could get that for $21 as well. You could do all three, the QEEG for $21, the VNG for $21, and the one-on-one for $21 as well. This is just an easy barrier for you to come in where you can get acquainted with us at the office and see if it's a good fit for you. If it's not, there's no obligation. You can do all the tests and you never have to come back. But we want to put any stress on you. We want to give you an easy barrier to come in just so you can meet us, me, my staff, and the patients, get your brain analyzed. I'll give you my suggestions, and it's up to you whether you want to follow through. There's no commitment that's necessary, but I'm just doing this. That's such a nice offer and a gift to you just so we can get acquainted and see if this is a good fit for you. Because remember, I'm not a doctor that's going to give you the medication. I don't prescribe you Ritalin and, you know, Xanax and sleeping pills and antidepressants, anti-anxiety. Do not come to me if you want those pills. Don't come to me if you want electrical shock therapy, if you want injections, if you want all these herbs and supplements, if you want surgeries, deep brain stimulation. That's not me. I'm very holistic, very natural. I'm a minimalist. I believe that the body can heal on its own as long as we get rid of the interference. So instead of covering up symptoms with herbs and supplements and medications and pills and injections, I'm going to get to the root cause of the problem by doing these brain evaluations. All you have to do is be one of the first seven people to call, text, or email. The number is 646-221-6738. Again, 646-221-6738. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. If you want more information, you can go onto our website, which is kaplandc.com. I'm going to be giving a seminar April 30th, which is a Tuesday night at 6:30 in River Edge, New Jersey. And it's going to be on how to increase your energy and how to sleep better in a natural way. It's normally $200, but for the first seven people to call, text, or email, you can get the seminar for only $97. And it's going to include a free book, free blue light filter glasses, a one-hour seminar. There's going to be free food, drinks. There's going to be a lot of healthy people there. It's a great time. If you can't make it live, you can do it over Zoom, or you can even get the recording. But you got to be one of the first seven people to get it for $97. The number is 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. You can also join us on social media. We got a Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body, Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body, YouTube, Kaplan Brain and Body, and TikTok, Dr. Eric Kaplan. And lastly, if you want to get my book, it's called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. And when you look it up on Amazon, Brain Power is one word. Boost Your Brain.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.